Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Zvochim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Pei Samad Aleph at the last second Mishnah on the page. The bottom of the page, Halaykech Mina Ani, Bechena Ani, Shinitna Loi, Pusois, Oi Poche, Devela, Maase, Mikolecha de Echad, Betramu Gregris, Baidel, Venoitel. If a person buys from a poor man slices or sections of a fig cake that he collected, he should tithe from each one separately. If the poor man had received and then sold dry dates or figs, since they're small and can be mixed, the buyer may mix them all together and then tithe them from them, and it can be assumed that he took an equal amount of each type. Rabbi Yehuda says, when may this be done? When the poor man had collected an equal amount of each type, but if not, he can't rely on mixing. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yonah b'shem Chizkia in Belila el aliyin u'l'shem en bovad. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yonah, said in the name of Chizkia, mixing only helps for wine and oil since they're liquids, but solids may not be mixed. Rabbi Yochan Amar ad kezesim hanivlolim. Rabbi Yochan says even solid pieces can be mixed if they're as small as an olive. Masnisim pliga al Rabbi Yochanan begoy grois betamarim by ol v'noitel. The Mishnah is unlike Rabbi Yochanan, as it says that even figs and dates may be mixed, which implies even if they're large. Patala ad kezesin, the answer is no, the Mishnah refers to pieces of figs and dates as small as an olive. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Zeira b'demai hekilo, should say, Kurt Rabbi Yosi d'tanin, Rabbi Yosi oime emasai b'zman che matan merubah, avu b'zman che matan muretes, maase mekol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Zeira, says the Mishnah is also not a question on the Rabbi Yosi from the Mishnah, as they were lenient with demai that even solids can be mixed, as our Mishnah teaches that Rabbi Yehuda said, when may this be done? When the poor man had collected an equal amount of each type, but if not, he can't rely on mixing. The Bei Rabbi Yanai Ami b'shas ha'gerin shonu shakol ha'yu noisnim mimea so hayu hakol noisnim mimea ve'echad mechamishim maase mechamishim hayu hakol noisnim mechamishim ואחד מהבוים, מעשה מהבוים. היו הכל נויסנים מהבוים, ואחד משלושים, מעשה משלושים. היו הכל נויסנים מעשרים, ואחד מעשור, מעשה מעשור. היו הכל נויסנים מעשור, ואחד מאחד, מעשה מכל אחד ואחד. So the Bei Rabbi Yanai said, explaining Rabbi Yehuda, it refers to the time of the granary, when all landowners would give a fixed amount worth 100 sa, and its trumas masa was worth a sa. However, if everyone gave 100 and one only gave 50, the tithe must be given from portions of 50. If everyone gave 50 and one gave 40, the tithe must be given from portions of 40. If everyone gave 40 and one gave 30, the tithe must be given from portions of 30. If everyone gave 20 and one gave 10, the tithe must be given from portions of 10. And if everyone gave 10 and one gave 1, the tithe must be given for each and every one. And we come to the next Mishnah. Halakech min asitoin v'chazav alakach memenu shnia layase mizeh alzeh afilu ma'oisa asuk afilu ma'oisa amin nema hasitoin loima mishal echad hein. Mishnah says, if a person buys from a sitoin, which is a merchant who buys produce from many landowners and sells to others, and returns and buys a second time, he may not tithe from one purchase for another, even if it's the same species and even the same type. The sitoin is believed to say, though, that they are from the same landowner. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yemi Aboy, afilu hishpiach le mikhoi inen chitei dezavnes minach esmol tavin havye meinen inun. Rabbi Yemi asked the question, even if a sitoin praised the purchase, for example, by if the buyer said, yesterday's produce was better than today's, and the sitoin replied, they were from the same place. Is he still believed? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Tani halekech menachin voni v'chazav lakach memenu shnia im makehu es achavis shehihi maase memenu alav ha im einu makeo isa chavis loibada. The Bais says if a person buys from a shopkeeper and returns and buys a second time, if he recognizes the barrel from earlier, he may tithe from it for his first purchase. And this means that if he doesn't recognize it, he may not. Hadada teima be'elein id tikdima. Bawam be'elein shifaya ucha mefantun ilein legoi ilein. This refers to large barrels that are not normally emptied into other barrels, but for small barrels that are normally emptied into other barrels, perhaps another barrel of wine from another supplier was emptied into the first barrel. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Halakech mi balabayes v'chazav alakach memenu shnia mas mizal ze afilu mishtei kupois afilu mishtei ayois. If a person buys from a landowner who only sells from his own fields and returns and buys a second time, he may tithe from one purchase for the other, even from two containers or even from two cities. If the seller tithes, he tithes everything, and if he doesn't, he leaves it all tevil. Balabaya shahaya moiche yerek bashuk, bezman shein mevin loy meganoisav maase meachas al hakol, meganoisav cheirois maase mikol achas vaachas. If a landowner was selling vegetables in the marketplace, when they bring him the produce from his own garden, the buyer may tithe once for everything. If they bring him from other gardens, the buyer should tithe separately for each bundle. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yonah boy, Rabbi Yonah asked the question. Ukvi Meir, Math Mikol Kelach Bekelach, the Tanin and Tamon, Am Rabbi Meir, Vichi Mipnei Ma Timme, Ele Mipnei Mashke Hape, Commander Tame Tamon, Dercha Guda Lietor, Vihi Kshua Befiv, Bam Hacha, Dercha Guda Lietor, Vu Nathan Mashu Befnim, Lachuds, Mashu Rechuds Befnim. So the question is, according to Rabbi Meir, must you tithe from each and every stalk rather than from each bundle? As the Mishnah in Masechet Machshirin says, all bundles of vegetables in the market are tummy because the sellers sprinkle water on them. Rabbi Meir says they are tummy only because of the liquid from the mouth, because sometimes the bundle becomes untied and they use their mouths to tie it. If bundles sometimes become untied, shouldn't we be concerned here that when he comes to tie them, some stalks of one bundle might go to another bundle, and Rabbi Meir should require tithing from each and every stalk? And the Gemara doesn't respond to this question. Am Rabbi Yonah, lo yisayf davar meganois, avela afilu meganois achirois, im ma'asim heim, ledatoi, ma'asim mizeh alzeh, v'im lav, im ma'asim mizeh alzeh. Rabbi Yonah says that not only may he tithe from one garden to another, but even from other gardens. If the garden owners are all relying on him to tithe, he may tithe from one on the other, if not, he may not. And the next Mishnah, halakech tevel mibeis makoimois, ma'asim mizeh alzeh, afshe omru ein adam ashai limkor tevel, ela l'soyrich. If a person buys tevel from two places, he may tithe for one on the other, even though they said that a person may only sell tevel when there's a need. And the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yonah, kinemas nisin, ein adam rashaylim kol tevel el lesoich uvavad lechaber. Rabbi Yonah says that the Mishnah should say a person may only sell tevel where there is a need and only to a chaver. Me'ata, amaorit shenis arev tivloi bechulin ein loy takona. And the Gemara asks, if so, if an amaorit's tevel if his tevel became mixed with chulin, since he may not sell him tevel, he has no way to mend the situation. The answer is that what should he do? He should go to a chaver, and the chaver should buy him tevel and tithe on his behalf.